This principle is, if you want a clear future, use a sharp pencil to script out your vision. I remember when I was a kid, man, we had blackboards and we had chalk. And when you write with chalk on a blackboard, it's kind of fuzzy. And for a lot of people, their vision is kind of fuzzy. What Travis is going to take you through is how to sharpen up your pencil, get it real tight, draw out a vision with tiny little strokes, getting real clear on it so you know clearly what you want, where you want to go, how you're going to do it, what your targets look like, and remove the fog and the funk. See, if you don't have a destination, where the heck are you going to go? So this module, this piece on getting a clear future, using a sharp pencil, getting a clear vision, man, it could change your life.
Understand that vision is the most important thing that they'll need in order to achieve their goals.
If you want a clear future, use a sharp pencil to script your vision. I remember when I first knew I wanted to marry my now wife, Christy. I was stuck in a career I didn't enjoy. I'd opened up my own theater to direct plays and utilized theater as an educational tool. As with most struggling artists, I was working several jobs to feed my passion. Bouncer at a nightclub, manager of a country line club, odd jobs for friends, and etc. As the theater grew, I learned I needed to do more administrative and fundraising work. This tireless labor began to overshadow the joy of my original intention of opening my own theater in the first place, which was directing, teaching, and acting. One late afternoon, I found myself at a small park, looking at a sunset, searching for an answer. I couldn't afford to get married and raise a family on $15,000 a year. I couldn't go on in theater if I had to wear all the hats from artistic, business, to administrative. It hit me. I needed a change. As I searched in my mind for what to do, I felt visionless. My degree has an emphasis on speech and theater and communications. The thought of not being able to use it any longer ate at me, made me feel guilty. However, as I looked to the sunset, reflecting over the Ohio River, I could not see what I wanted. Yet, I knew I wanted something different. Let me tell you what I did see. I saw the beauty of the sunset. I saw myself serving something. I saw myself transferring my ability to direct, teach, and lead into a completely different career. Whatever career this was going to be, it had to help me provide for Christy and my dreams around marriage and family. Maybe, in some way, you're feeling right now what I felt that day. Maybe you're like most advisors I come across who got into financial planning to help people, but feel like they're doing less of what they love and more of what they despise, like compliance, keeping up with technology, filling out applications, and inputting financial plans. Here's my point. Clarity comes when you articulate what you want in writing and images. I'm not even going to go into the numerous studies that show your chances of accomplishing your goals go up considerably when you articulate your objectives in writing. It's far too academic and uninspiring for our conversation. Your magic happens when your thoughts race from your head down through the pencil and onto the paper. The pencil brings clarity to the thousands of thoughts that go through your mind daily. The sharpness symbolizes what you see specifically that you want out of life and your business.
If you don't have a vision, you're going to get stuck doing the same thing day after day. Doesn't make it necessarily uninteresting, but it will get you, I believe, like I was, stuck in a rut. You've got to have a game plan in mind of not only where you are today, but how are things going to change and how will that affect you in many different ways, from the way you spend your time daily to what you're going to spend your money, what you're going to spend your energy on.
My vision now is to run a successful financial planning practice. My vision now is to have a successful life. To be able to spend time with my children. My vision is to actually own another business, actually two other businesses. And every day I wake up And I start looking and asking myself positive questions. Okay, what can I do now to get there?
What would I have done that day in English Park if I had written everything down? You know, if I had to do it all over again, I would have built a vision board. What do I mean by that? A vision board is a collection of images that you are drawn to that remind you of what you want to create for yourself. A vision board is a collection or collage of the pictures and images that connect with your overall vision and goals. When I build my vision board, I use a PowerPoint presentation with each slide representing a different picture to illustrate the image that connects with a goal. For each image, I describe with words and short phrases what value is represented by the picture. My approach is very pragmatic. On the other hand, my wife took a 15 by 18 poster board, several of her favorite magazines, family pictures, scissors, and glue to build her vision board. My wife can interpret her vision board for you due to her reliance more on images and symbols and less on words. My vision is very straightforward and relatively easy to interpret without guidance from me. There's no right or wrong way of building your vision board. The point is to create something meaningful for you. When you build your vision board, practice the art of the possible when you articulate what you want through imagery, symbols, and words, while having fun as you create it. What goes on your vision board? For example, let's say it's Christmas, and you're standing outside a prestigious home with a pool in the backyard that has been professionally lit and landscaped. The home is in a desirable neighborhood, and you are completely drawn to the look and design of this dream home. You would then take a picture of this home and place it on your vision board. You would then search for the values and personal importance of this home to you. You may find that the image of your dream home is not about the material aspects and sheer aesthetic beauty of the architecture. Instead, you discover your dream home reflects your values around security, comfort, accomplishment, and financial growth. So, place those words or images that represent those values on your vision board. Let me tell you about my dream home, the one I'm living in. If you drive through downtown Owensboro, Kentucky, and look on the west corner of 5th and Davie Street, you are going to see a gorgeous three-story Victorian home with turrets, dental molding, black wrought iron fencing, eye-catching stained glass windows, a showpiece of a home that is on the National Historical Register. On the inside, it's decorated with a mix of modern and classical style to represent Christy and I's blended taste. On the third floor, oh man, I have built a sanctuary suited for men with a cigar room, poker room, big screen TV for ball games, pool table, comfortable oversized chairs, surround sound system, and a bar. This room represents a getaway for me and my son to play air hockey and pool together. It's a place I go alone to think about my future, like I did that day at English Park.
Without a vision, you're literally blind, not knowing where you're going. And I think about a client of mine who's been very successful by anyone's measure. He's built a financial services firm that is nine figures. Let me repeat that. That is nine figures. I think that would be successful in most people's terms. But for the longest time, that firm lacked vision, lacked clarity, and was successful in spite of itself, mainly through a lot of elbow grease, hard work, and frugality. Since vision has been added to the equation, they've increased more in a 2.5-year period than they had in 100 years. Let me repeat that. In 2.5 years, when they added vision, they increased more than they had in the previous 100 years of existence as a business. What I've seen it do is take people that some people may look from the outside and think have menial jobs to be more focused on the bottom line and the goal in mind. Without vision, They were just showing up like automatons, doing their specific tasks in their specific booths day after day. With vision, they become living, breathing people who are excited to contribute something more to the company than just their regular 8 hours.
You know, at a very basic level, you and me, we do not think in words and phrases. We think only in pictures and images. Your mind automatically converts words and phrases into mental pictures. When you speak or write, you're acting as a projector, showing movies in your mind and the minds of others, just like the ones I see on my big screen on the third floor. A statistical number won't provoke or reinforce your values, but an image will. So, as you build your vision board, you are uncovering the values that are underneath the images. What does this mean? This house, to me, represents so much because it shows the respect I have for restoration and preservation. It represents a canvas for my wife and I to paint each room to reflect our individual styles. And it represents an enormous amount of pride. I've shared my dream home. So, what does your dream home look like? More importantly, what does your dream home mean to you? Don't just put one image on your vision board. Create a vision board that embodies your entire life and business. Think about your career, physical environments, material possessions, family and friends, significant others, and romance, fun, recreation, health, money, and personal growth. You may find it helpful to score each area on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you determine where you are in each key area of your life. For your goals around money, spell out what money means to you so you can connect money with what is most important to you. For me, I wrote down words like stewardship, growth, opportunity, quality of life, funding for going all out, the ability to say yes, and flexibility. But those are my words. What are yours? When you think of building a bigger and better future for yourself, what do you see on your vision board? What powerful images connect the most with your deepest values? If you don't know your values and you say, I just like money, remember your true values are the things you can't touch. They exist in your mind, but not in your physical world. They are things like honesty, integrity, abundance, and health. If you're struggling to find your values, ask yourself these two simple questions. What is important to me that I am paying excellent attention to? What is important to me that I am not paying enough attention to? Your answers to these questions will lead you to your values. So the purpose of this exercise is to help you uncover your values. You may think that right now you feel really good about your marriage, your children, and your financial affairs. However, when you answered the second question and health came to mind, it's not about that you feel bad that you're not giving enough time to your health. It's you've identified that's a value that's really important. So what we would do then is we'd challenge you to take that value and find a vision or an image, something that you can really connect to so that you can move that up higher on the priority list. So your answers to these questions will lead you to your values.
By having a clear picture, you can really see where you're heading to versus if you don't have any clarity, how do you know if you're even getting there? So by setting your goals and having a picture of what you want your business to look like, you have a better chance of getting there.
Once your vision board is set, begin to articulate your vision in writing, what you want to see in the form of goals, strategies, and tactics. Write with a sharp pencil to specifically script out the life and business you want. Review your written plan every day. Your scripted path serves as a reminder to the road you want to travel and the significance you want to achieve. If your vision board changes, modify your script. If your script is not moving you closer to your objectives, rewrite it. If you discover a new goal, add another image to your vision board. Creating your vision board never ends. This is why I recommend using a pencil so you can turn it over and use the eraser when necessary. The eraser represents the flexibility you need to maintain the natural evolution of your vision board.
Once you've gotten past the survival stage in this business, you can stick your head out a little bit and say, well, what do I really want out of life? How much time off do I want to take? How much time do I want to spend with my kids? What is it really important that I spend my money on? Is it some charitable endeavor? Is it a lake house? Is it that boat? Is it that car that you've always wanted? So I'd say the importance of vision is you can start to structure your day, structure your activities around getting the most out of life, not just out of your business.
It's important for advisors to have a vision of their practice. If we as financial advisors expect our clients to have a vision for what they want their retirement to look like, or what they want to be doing career-wise 5-10 years from now, we should be able to do the same thing in our practice. You aren't going to reach your goals if you don't know what they are and they aren't crystal clear.
I believe in terms of vision, if you don't have a vision, you don't have a clue where you're going. You don't have something that gives you the impetus to head out that door each morning because you don't have a direction. You don't really have a knowledge of what's critical for you and what you're about that day. And the vision is the bigger picture that allows you to know what the steps then that you need to fill in to get to that bigger picture.
A motto we live by at my company is script it, live it. It's your life. When you think it, you will believe it. Write it out and you will live it. I've shared my images and values, and now it is your turn. So, here's the deal. I want you to send me your vision board. We're going to talk through this whole series about ways of measuring your success. This is how you're going to help me measure the impact I'm making with this series. As soon as I receive your vision board, I will send you a special gift of gratitude and send you an email on exactly what I think about your visions. Okay, that's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living in the essence of turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less.